Loving God, open our hearts to hear your word. Set our hearts on fire with love for you. Stir our hearts to do your work in the world. Amen. It was at this time, about 3 years ago, during spring break of my last year of divinity school, I went on a pilgrimage to Canterbury Cathedral in the southwest of England. It's a trip that the seniors from Berkeley Divinity School make each spring, traveling to the birthplace of what is now the Anglican Church, where in the 6th century, Augustine of Canterbury first preached the good news of Jesus Christ on English soil. Countless pilgrims over the years have made this same journey. A pilgrimage that became even more meaningful after Thomas Becket, the Archbishop of Canterbury, was murdered in the cathedral by Henry II's soldiers. A shrine was built to Becket in front of the altar. And pilgrims would make their way up the long nave of the church to kneel before the shrine and pray. Though the shrine has long since been relocated to the crypt of the cathedral, its original home is easily identifiable by the grooves in the stone floor, worn down by centuries of pilgrims kneeling. Generation after generation seeking a close encounter with God, reaching out to the sacred from the mundane. In the midst of this soaring cathedral, surrounded by stunning stained glass, gorgeous sculpture, it was these grooves in the floor that moved me the most, brought tears to my eyes. Tangible reminders that our desire to know and be known by God has been shared across centuries. In today's gospel, we hear the story of a group of people, Greeks, who have heard about Jesus, whether it was his teaching, his healing, the miracles he performed, we don't know. But the word was out there. And something about what they heard made them want to learn more. So they approached Jesus' friends, coming up to Philip and saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus." Such a simple request, yet it cuts to the very core of the human condition. We all wish to see Jesus, to be close to our God, to know God's healing touch, comforting spirit, strengthening word, to experience God's love and grace firsthand. We wish to see Jesus. It's such a profound request that Canterbury Cathedral, the destination of so many pilgrims' journeys, used it to craft their mission statement, showing people Jesus. Because that's our job as Christians, isn't it? Show people Jesus. Help the world know God. Through the stories we tell, and the actions we take to be beacons of God's light and love in a world hungering for both. This desire to know God is woven throughout our history, particularly in the stories of the Old Testament. The people of Israel struggling over and over to know God, to understand their relationship with God and each other. It's a complicated relationship, defined by God's covenant with Noah, Abraham, and Sarah, fraught with the people's faithlessness, time and again, wandering away from and back to God and God's enduring love. In Jeremiah, God talks about a new covenant that he will make with humanity. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Full stop. No qualifications, no conditions. Just a promise. A statement of fact, really. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. If we wish to see Jesus as the epitome of human yearning for God, then this is the clearest statement of God's desire for us. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Powerful in its simplicity. It declares that God knows us in all our messiness and claims us. In spite of, or perhaps because of, our perceived shortcomings, God loves us eternally, endlessly, unequivocally. God already knows and loves us and always will. This is the good news that we have to share with a world that is practically shouting, "We wish to see Jesus." The desire is expressed in countless ways, and we, as a community of faith, respond. Show people God's presence in their lives. Daily, we share God's love in ways big and small. Remind each other that we belong to God, so that when one of us needs to see Jesus, we know where we can turn. It might be in a time of crisis, a scary diagnosis, or when a loved one is on the verge of returning to God. We reach out to our fellow believers for strength and solace, comfort, hope, to show us Jesus. It might be in a time of spiritual malaise, when we have difficulty sensing God's presence, when we find it hard to believe. We count on our fellow pilgrims to walk alongside us, to have enough faith for the both of us, to show us Jesus. This is who we are as the church at our best. a community of faith that lives as beacons of God's love. When have you needed to see Jesus? To be reminded of God's promises? I can think of countless times when I have relied on the church's loving embrace. When my grandparents died, I found comfort, solace. When I felt aimless, uncertain where my path was leading, convinced that I was somehow maybe not enough, I found support and hope. When I was 13, terrified to actually tell someone that I was gay, but even more terrified that somebody might somehow find out. It was my church friends to whom I first came out. And in them, I found unconditional love and support. Every time in my life when I most needed to see Jesus, to know God's love and grace, it was the community of faith that pointed the way, who reminded me of what I already knew, that God knows us, God loves us, God claims us. When we ask, we wish to see Jesus, God's loving response always has been and always will be, I am your God, and you are mine.